Can we sing a show?
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Greetings, everyone. How are you? And I'm so glad that you're with us here today. As you know, things are moving along very fast, and we hope that you had another wonderful week to begin to live the experience of what it's like to think and interact from universal principles, the consciousness of all things. So without further ado, Ms. Felicia Muhammad, our facilitator in training for Universal Principles. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you, Dr. Joel?
I'm overworked. So I'm definitely working on the Universal Principle of Abundance. Okay, so that we have a whole bunch of other people come in and want to be able to evolve their souls and expand their consciousness and get involved in their life. I'm just amazed how many people basically just think that they should be served and not do anything to participate in their life to make it greater. And that is not going to evolve us on this planet. So each and every one of you that are tuned in, why are you just sitting there and not participating in your life to help make this planet better? This is very important. So, you know, I'm looking at so many people who've been corrupted here from the fast food industry. And you just roll in and you get what you want and you just roll out and throw the paper on the floor and take the cup to the curb. And you think that you're living. Okay? Mm. You have no idea of all of the energy, et cetera, the thought and everything that has to go behind and before you can even get the hamburger. And you don't participate in any of these things to find out what really goes on and to even see how you can get involved. So I think that it's time now because the planet is moving very rapidly to letting you know that you're not going to continue to have air, water, sunlight, all these wonderful things, and you do nothing to help maintain it at all, at all. So we want to hear from you. We want to hear how you're applying these principles. You're tuning in, you're listening to them, and what are you doing with the principles? This is the consciousness of how everything works. So whatever you think is how you communicate with people and things and places, et cetera, it's not correct, obviously, because that's why we're in this condition. So we want to hear what you think about these principles, why are you tuning in, and what are you going to do and start living this and get involved to help other people learn? Are you teaching the principles to your children at night? Okay, are you discussing them with the individuals that you work with? What about the people that you shop with? Okay, everybody's running around trying to buy stuff, and for what? Okay, do you really need it? And how is whatever you're going to buy help you to integrate better into your relationship with yourself, your family, your planet, and the universe? These are the questions now. It's time now to basically wake up and let's be human and protect the place that we are living on, known as planet Earth, and have genuine relationships with ourselves and everyone else. So the sponsors are going to speak to you in just a minute. You're on your phones. Let's hear what you have to say about why you're tuning into Universal Principle, because if you're not going to live this, if these are not the discussions you're going to have with everyone and everything. You can talk to the trees. You can talk to everything with Universal Principle. So let's find out why you're here. Just don't continue to do things just for no reason. You've got to receive as well as give. What are you giving? Mm-hmm. We'll be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Are we ready to hear your input?
Yes.
You want to take over the phone calls and let's see what people are doing in relationship to universal principles. Is not
yes,
where we're
yes.
going to sit here every. You know, we're not going to sit here every week and discuss a principle with you, and you just sit there like little babies. We don't know what you're doing. Are you using this, et cetera? We have this time devoted to you for you to basically save your life. Yeah, the diseases you have. Okay, the problems you have, the drama you have, the money you're not making, the relationships you're not happy in, they're all because you are not living by a universal principle. That's why we're doing this. And so let's hear how you're applying this. Okay, we're not seeing the emails, we're not hearing the testimonies, et cetera. And it's like, okay, there's no need for us to basically give you this information if you're not going to live it. That's why we're doing this. Okay, we
right.
want you
right.
to have a quality life. What are you doing with the principles? Which principle do you like the best? Which one do you not understand? Which one that you don't agree with? Let's hear it. So go to the phones, Ms. Felicia. Let's hear it.
All right, who do we have? Mr. Engineer?
Air code 203. You are unmuted. Do you have a question?
I can't. Because I'm on the train, so I can listen.
Okay. So, from what you've heard us say so far, what principle do you, what resonates with you? How are you using it? Just give us one principle that you like.
I'm sorry, your voice
okay.
is in and out.
It's in and out? Okay, you're on the train. You did say that. Okay, thank you. We'll go to the next caller. Thank you for calling in. Keep listening. We'll come back to you.
Okay, the other caller dropped off the line.
Okay, okay.
And that was it. That is it for right now.
Okay.
I think that it's very important for you, Ms. Felicia, to share with the readers why you are so excited about doing this show and what it is that you want them to get from it. Okay. I've made it very clear over the decades that the reason why I live and teach universal principles because it allowed me to save my life. It allowed me to heal myself of a potentially terminal disease and to step into a whole new awareness and consciousness about how I could see myself and interact with the world. And because I wanted everyone to know this, that they're suffering, they're having all kind of problems because they don't know how to communicate with the universe. Think in terms of universal principle. They don't act in terms of universal principle. You think that it's okay to have some type of attitude with someone just because they didn't look at you like you wanted to be looked at, or they didn't speak to you like you thought they should be spoken to. That's foolishness. And I cannot believe in the year 2018 that you are going around saying that you're an adult and you're still thinking that way. It amazes me. And you have to ask yourself, where did you get that kind of belief system that somebody owes you anything to make you feel anyway, to make you laugh, to have to do anything for you as though you are not capable of being able to be all these things to yourself? So if you learned universal principles, you would recognize that that is what the principles require as an evolving being. Do you see any of the trees bending down asking you, well, would you please tell me a joke and make me laugh? Okay, would you please tell me how beautiful I am today? I'm going to be mad at you. Oh, would you please just you know, call me sometime. Do you hear the trees ask you that? Do the squirrels walk up to you and do that? What about the worms? Do the flies fly up in your face for that? No, they don't. So if all these other organisms are self-containing, are able to appreciate themselves for what they are here for, their programs, and to be busy having a life, what do you think the issue is with you? And if you notice all these things around you, they know what their purpose is. They're not depending on you to create a life for you because they already know what their life is about and what they're supposed to be doing. One of our main universal principles is purpose.
Purpose, yeah.
What is your purpose?
Yep.
Why are you where you are? The lady's on the she says she's on the bus or wherever. Why are you on
the
bus?
Is
that what you're supposed to be doing? Are you coming from your purpose? Okay, are you on your way to your purpose? Because if where you are on your way to or where you're coming from is not your purpose, you have to really think about why are you in this circumstance that you're not living a life that you're geeked up to go to every day and to not even have to leave if you don't want to. So this is a problem with humans, and this is why we're suffering. Your houses are burning down. The ground foundation under them is sinking into the earth. Okay, all kind of things are falling on it. You're being washed away. All kind of things. Why? And you have to recognize that this inability for you to be in alignment and purposeful on this planet is the main issue. Our planet loves us, but not when we cause havoc and discord and we just do all kind of things just because she is not constantly in our face admonishing us about why we do crazy stuff. And so you think that you can just do all kind of things to the planet and it's okay. That's so underdeveloped in your brain. And one of the main reasons is because you don't speak the universal language. You don't live the universal rules known as universal principles. Those individuals who decided that they would actually build their houses on the side of a volcano, if they had taken any time at all and went to the foot of that volcano and had a seat and discussed what would be the support or what would be the value of them taking and investing their resources and monies on the side of a volcano, I'm sure they would have gotten a clear message. Please, this is not the place for you to reside. This is not at all created to support you and your homestead. This has always been created for a different reason. But for what reason do they think that a volcano wasn't very much alive and conscious, that they could basically go do something like that? And so when the volcano basically in its own cycle began to do what it was created to do, now everybody's upset. People are burned up. Everything that they put their money in was destroyed. And then they want to get upset about it. Well, why? Because you would have gotten the information clearly beforehand that that was not a place for you to build. And so if the developers didn't have a communication with that source to find out if they were going to be supported or not, then it's still your problem because you could have held the developers responsible as to why they thought that this was a great place to build a house. So we need to look at ourselves very clearly and need to understand that if you're not liking the ride home on the train and it's a problem and it's this, the question is, well, why are you doing it if it's not part of your purpose? So it's time now that we have to take responsibility here for our involvement in everything. And we have to start asking ourselves, since there is a universal language, a universal understanding of conduct relative to ourselves and everyone else, are we literate? Are you literate about universal principles? We want to talk about people who perhaps don't speak, quote, good English, okay, et cetera. But now, do you speak and are you able to live good principle? Okay, let's look at your literacy level relative to universal principle. It's time now to wake up. I made a statement earlier. I was like, I think it's very interesting that a society that says that they're evolving in consciousness spends so much time talking about, writing about, and making movies and images about death and murder. It's amazing. And then you want to know why the children basically are so violent. But all you can turn on the TV and every major program is about death and about who murdered who and who shot who and who figured it out. Why is that entertainment for a society that wants to be about life and living? These are the things you have to ask yourself, that you're sending yourself double messages. I can't believe all these shows, they just go on, Law and Order and CNE, and it just goes on and on. Amazing, but then we want peace, but everything is violent. All of the games that the children are playing, they're violent, and you want them to be peaceful. Are you kidding? And so universal principles is quite consistent, that what you do is what you're going to get. And so, therefore, with everybody being shot down and all this stuff and everybody's upset, the gun has never done anything. It's the humans. A gun will never on its own volition shoot you, or a knife. So let's not play these games anymore. So whatever club that people have formed around guns has nothing to do with whether you're going to be shot or not. It's the consciousness of the individual who is using these instruments for ill will. And let's talk about the people. Okay, you don't have to ever take a drug. No drug will ever jump up in your arm, will never jump down your nose or your throat. Never. Wherever it's placed, it will always stay there. So why all of a sudden are these chemicals the problem when you are the one that basically puts it in your body? It's not the chemical, it's you. So universal principle makes it very, very clear about these things, but yet and still, all in our environments, we're constantly saying, oh, poor me, and, you know, let's get rid of this and get it. But none of these objects are the issue. It is the human. We are the highest evolved life form on this planet, and we are definitely not acting appropriately. So what language are you speaking? Okay, what are you really able to read? Because if you want your life to change, these principles will definitely change it. So is it time for us to go to our sponsors? The sponsors are speaking to us. And again, if we have anyone that wants to talk to us about universal principles, why are you calling in? Why are you just listening? I think it's very important for you not to listen to anything that basically is not going to enlighten you and motivate you to be consistent with the information. This is very, but we have lots of listeners, but we want practitioners. We want you to basically be these principles, not just to listen. Be the principles. This is what will give you the life that you want. I'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Miss Felicia, you have something to say?
Yes, ma'am. I do. And thank you so much, Dr. Jewel, for your candidness, your forthrightness, and your love. I mean, I hear your heart. And what I would like to bear witness to and share is, for me, being attracted to these principles, you know, the innate, because this is innately within us. And what you constantly are helping us to understand is the refinement. Well, first, the awareness, okay, that has to be available, you know, and willingly to receive the awareness of the epigenetics in our environment that continues to contribute to us staying asleep and staying in the program. And so as people are continuing to listen to us, I know for me personally, each time that we have this Universal Principle Support Hour, it evolves me in another level of where I can see how after our sharing, I'm able to now practice this on another whole level, you know, and get results. So we want to hear from the audience about just the simple things that you take away from our sharing and our experiences in living and being universal principles. Because for me personally, relative to the purpose, that is one thing I know for sure, that how I was able to even be in the consciousness of sitting here doing this with you, because previously, before I was looking at, okay, just going to the past to get some wisdom from it, looking at how am I living these principles that I knew at the time, the universal laws and principles that I knew at the time. And so my desire to discover my purpose is what attracted this opportunity, you know, to be able to evolve even more and more into the purpose. So it's really important that what you said earlier about accepting responsibility for your actions, your decisions you make, and your choices, and being able to look at those decisions and choices and know that if you didn't get an outcome that you felt like you should have gotten, or you got the outcome and it was what you expected, however, there was some new insight that you didn't necessarily see that came with it, then receive that, whether it's quote-unquote, as maybe our audience understand it, good, bad, right, or wrong, and as you're teaching us, that's, that consciousness of good, bad, right, or wrong is not non-existent because we're always creating. And what's important is being able to refine what you create, okay? Accepting responsibility for your part in the creation, okay? And let me say, me accepting responsibility for the part in my creation, okay? And now being able to accept that responsibility and now go to the next level in my learning and refinement of the benefits and the expansiveness of that creation. Okay, so it didn't happen. It didn't turn out the way I thought it should have turned out. Okay, well, now let me take what I did gain from it and take it to the next level. Because, again, you can you can rest assured that when you still have a lesson to learn, it's going to come back around. It's going to come back around. The circumstances or the people may be different. From my experience, the principle is still the same, you know, and that's the beauty of accepting responsibility and refining, being able to be open enough within yourself and trust yourself enough that, okay, all right, and being honest with yourself, being honest with myself, okay, I messed up, and not judging, you know, being in the consciousness and awareness that, okay, I could have made a different choice, but this is the choice I made, so now what? And listening to these principles every day can provide you, should you choose to receive it, because giving and receiving happens at the same time, these principles, listening to them every day, can support you in navigating those experiences that we have had and you being able to create a different experience for yourself. If you would just listen, follow directions, and practice. Keep it moving, okay? So I'm finding that in each moment, being present in each moment and having the opportunity to, now with the balanced brain and being on the brain balancing programming, having more access to more tissue, you know, brain tissue, and discovering new areas in my brain. So I'm in a new neighborhood now in my brain that's really fascinating. It's really expansive and joyous now to be able to reread some books that I read before and now get a totally different insight, because I know before
not having a balanced brain, when I would read something, I would still get something different than I got the first time. So now with the balanced brain and navigating, living the life with the balanced brain and having a new neighborhood to roam around in, so seeing things in different ways on another whole level, it's a very expansive and joyous and enlightening experience. And also at the same time, it is it provides me with greater insight and moments, if I can say it that way. Like, you know, where it's just like, I don't come to a conclusion. It's a and I'm always asking more questions now. I'm asking more questions now and allowing the universe to handle the details. Some may call it God. We're talking about the one source that is breathing and allowing us all to coexist together, okay? The universal principles, the quantum physics that support all of us in our existence, okay, that we have agreed to do at this particular time. So for all that it is worth to you, you know, we would love to hear from you. Send us an email at upsg@juis.education and share with us how you are navigating practicing these principles, because it doesn't make sense, as Dr. Jules said, for you to just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result, but you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. So you have to put action behind whatever action that is, and don't judge the action. Just put some action behind what you're hearing us say and see how it can support you in your life with knowing your purpose and fulfilling your dreams.
Well, it looks
so
like
that's
you
what
have,
I wanted to share.
Yeah, well, it looks like you have some more callers there, so maybe we have getting some individuals up out of their sleep, and they do want to share and participate in their own life, expressing how they can learn better, integrate these principles, or the results that they've received from such. So what are our callers saying?
Yeah. Error code 803, you are unmuted. Do you have a question?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Is this your first time? Hold on. Is this your first time calling in?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your name?
Shaba.
Okay. Welcome. Thank you for calling in. And how do you, can I ask you a question? Can we have a conversation? Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, so are you familiar with giving and receiving? What does that mean to you when we talk about giving and receiving? What does giving mean to you?
Sharing.
Okay.
Sharing someone. I need something. Don't have it and share it. You know, I share with someone.
Okay. All right. And so receiving, what does receiving mean for you?
Like receive something from God or someone else. I mean, receive.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you. I just wanted to, I know you didn't have any questions, but I wanted to just connect in and vibe up with you. Okay. So keep listening. And we look forward to connecting with you and hearing from you again relative to how you're integrating and living the principles. So come back and listen to us and join us on Sundays at our Cyber Universal Principle Support Group.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next
Thank
caller,
you.
Please. All right.
Code 314, you are unmuted. Do you have a question?
Greetings, Miss Felicia.
Greetings.
And Dr. Jewel. My name is Tierra, and my favorite principle is probably the abundance principle. So I don't really have a question, but just wanted to say that, like, I'm still in the process of fully accepting that principle, I guess, and, like, getting out of lack. So that's my favorite principle.
So let me ask you, Miss Tierra, what you said that's your favorite principle. What aspect of it, or what's the favorite about that principle?
It's just knowing that, like, life is abundant. And, like, when I look out in nature, I see that, but I don't really see it being reflected in my life. So just still learning how to, I guess, receive that from the universe.
Okay. That's huge, Dr. J. Because I think, well, I know that that is the disconnect. That our epigenetics continues to provide illusions, you know, that we have to keep looking outside of ourselves for, and we see the abundance outside of ourselves, but we don't go within. We don't go within to ask ourselves, okay, well, where's that abundance reflected in me? You know, because what the scriptures say, and not that this is religious per se, however, we can all, most of us listening can relate to, you know, being made in the image, right, and the likeness of, and JC, as Dr. Jewel calls him, JC, Jesus Christ, talked about I'm in the Father and the Father's in me. So when we look at the abundance of all that the Creator has made, and we're made in the image, then why wouldn't we ask about the abundance that is within us? Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Tiara. So as a result of you bringing that aspect up now, where have you been able to see that abundance within you? Have you been able to see that abundance within you?
So have I been able to see it? Yes. I have, but then sometimes, like, I just have to be aware to catch myself when I'm slipping out of that. So I have been able to see it within myself, definitely.
Okay. So then, you said you have to catch yourself. So can you share in what area you've seen it in yourself?
I would say just in, like, all the talents and gifts that I have, and now it's just about expressing them.
Okay.
So Tierra, can you give us an example of when you have slipped out of the truth that abundance is a natural state of affairs? What is an example that you start thinking that things are lacking and limited?
I would say when it comes to, like, money per se, and, like, let's just say I work and then, you know, I see, like, I have a certain amount for my paycheck, and then I start thinking, like, oh, well, I don't have this and I don't have that. That's a time when I see myself slipping in my thoughts, and then I have to bring it back and say, okay, well, you know, abundance is the natural state of affairs, and just continuously, like, read the principle and just see myself as that.
Okay, well, you know, right. Well, I think that this needs analysis, okay? And everything you said, I think we should check the reasons why you are involved in the activity. For example, you talk about a paycheck. So let's look at that. Okay, so do you want a paycheck and why? Why do you want a paycheck?
I don't, per se, but I'm doing the program.
Exactly. Okay, see, we start breaking stuff down. Now we can see how we've gotten ourselves into situations because of what? Our dishonesty. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's like you don't even want a paycheck. So that, by the way, means that the magnetism, the power that you have to be able to have whatever you want, is now dwarfed. You just turned it off because you got yourself involved in something you don't want. So this is why it starts getting uncomfortable and heavy and just it puts you in positions and places you don't want to be. So next to paycheck under the list, what I don't want, then what do you want that would replace a paycheck? What is it that you want? Because, see, you're not focusing on what you want. You're focusing on a paycheck. You're not focusing on what you want. What do you want?
Mm-hmm.
So
I want to express my gifts fully.
Okay, now isn't that interesting? So across from the word paycheck on the list, what I don't want, okay, what I want, okay, I want to express my gifts fully. Those are, as you can see, just totally two different things. And so mm-hmm. you're focusing on the paycheck instead of wanting to express your gifts fully. So that's why the gifts aren't being expressed, because that's not what you're looking at. That's not what you're actually moving your body toward doing. So if we just said, okay, I'm not going to look at a paycheck anymore, okay, because that's not what I want. I want to basically start expressing my gifts fully. Now, what does that look like, and what would your body be doing?
Wouldn't be going to the 9-to-5, for sure.
Okay. But pay attention to what I'm doing, because I'm helping you to start using the brain. So you got to use this brain. So therefore, on the list of things I don't want to do, you should write underneath paycheck, I don't want to go to a 9-to-5. Okay, mm-hmm. We got that. So now look at your list. Pay attention to what you're doing. On the list of things you don't want to do, we have paycheck and we have not wanting to go to a 9-to-5. Now, mm-hmm. on the list of things you want to do, we only have expressing my gifts freely.
Mm.
So just because there's two things that you don't want out of the one thing that you identified, it shows that what you keep looking at, you keep looking at what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't manifest if you don't look at what you want, if you don't walk toward what you want, if you don't think about what you want. You keep thinking mm-hmm. about all this other stuff you don't want. So now we have to ask yourself that question just from this little exercise. What makes you look at and get involved in stuff you don't want to do? Now, you don't have to answer us. It may take you a little while because maybe you didn't even recognize that this is what you were doing. But we need to get down to the core of what makes you involve yourself and get involved in things you don't want to do when you, maybe like other people, don't even know what they want to do. But you know, so you have a direction that you can be walking toward, that you can be thinking on, that you can mm-hmm. use your body involved in, but you don't do it. So this is very important to figure out what that energy is that keeps you away from one thing you know you want to do. So is it the perception of fear? You know, what is it? You have to identify what that is. Is it an emotion? What is it that keeps you looking at and being involved in something you don't want? And see, this is why universal principles are so powerful, because when you sit with them and when you continuously make an agreement that this is how you are going to think and be, when you have these contradictory behaviors and thought patterns, they immediately will allow you to identify where, as you said, where you got the programming from, and be able to just stop the programming. And see, if you then look at it this way, you don't go into, oh, what is going to happen, and oh my gosh, and you know, and judge it, oh, this is really terrible. No. See, this is why I'm saying why you've got to come to the university and learn how to operate a body, learn how to operate a brain. And so universal principles, as easy as it can be applied or as difficult, is going to allow you to learn how to operate your brain and your body so you can create the life you want. But how are you going to ever learn these things and get and go through these exercises if you don't want to even learn the language of universal principles and then apply it? So it's like anything else. It's like you learn your alphabet. Okay, well, that's really nice. But now what can you do with the alphabet? Can you put the letters together to make words? And if you can, what does that word mean? Now, how do you use the word? Can you use it only under certain circumstances or all the time? It's just like principle. But what did we have to do? We had to continuously look at it. We had to continuously put our mind on it. And we had to commit to the fact that we were going to learn how to put these letters together to be able to express to ourselves as well as others what we want to say, what we want out of our life, what we want to basically be a part of in language. This is the same thing. And so when we're willing to do this, now you can see how important that brain is and why you want to learn how to take care of it, why you want to balance the brain so you can have access to all of it. It makes learning and everything easier. So a lot of people just are in discomfort and terror all the time because the bottom line is they're not learning how to use these wonderful tools and gifts of the physical body. And universal principles is a universal language for the tissues of the human body. And not even knowing that, well, then what are you really telling your body? So the sponsors are waving at us. They want to speak to you. We'll be right back. But thank you so much, Tierra, for giving us the opportunity to really polarize, to go deeper at each level to see what are we doing? Why are we looking at stuff and involved in stuff that we don't want? Why aren't we over here looking and walking toward what we love, what makes us feel good? What would make us have that behavior that we provoke on ourselves? These are very important questions you must ask yourself, because when you come up with the answer, you'll get a new chance to really make a decision. Oh, do you want to think that way? And then what do I want to think? And that's when the principles are going to fill the space and fill it permanently. We'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Well, Ms. Felicia, you'd like to move forward? You have more callers? People want to converse with you about these principles that you want to
call in. Engineer, who we at? Who's next?
Caller, you're unmuted. There is no area code for this caller.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Ramona. I'm very elated with the show. Thank you, Dr. Jewel, for the platform and yourself also, Sister Felicia. Of course, all of the principles, the universal principles, are very exciting to me, and I'm very grateful that they were presented to me to learn. Non-judgment is, well, besides abundance, non-judgment is one of my most favorite, believe it or not, because sometimes when I finish my moments of meditation, I sit and ponder, wondering what would the world look like if we were void of non-judgment. And of course, I have to start with myself. And I think some of the answers I come up with are very fascinating. And so non-judgment and abundance is my two primary universal principles that I have a great liking for.
So let me ask you a question. You said that when you think about the void, you know, the world being in the void of non-judgment, would you mind sharing one of the fascinating insights that you've experienced when you have thought about that? Happy meditation?
Yes. I find myself not just desiring, but being more proactive and get transcending anger.
Okay.
Yeah, this is something I've had a challenge with for a long time, and yeah, that's where I am now.
Well, let me ask you, so in that fascination of transcending the anger, when you interact with other humans, you know, in your everyday walk, what does that look like when you're angered or when someone makes you anger? How does that manifest or what does that translate to?
I find myself now just standing back and able to observe the space that another person is coming from and hold on to my energy. Before, I couldn't do it. I had such a outburst of anger and outrage, and now I'm coming to terms with that, and I'm very appreciative of that. So once again, I'm very grateful for the teachings.
Well, you're very you're welcome, and I think that that's so important, and I want to thank you for sharing, because again, I commented earlier how so many members of our society are not able to deal with an aggressive form of fear. Now, I want you to understand what anger is. It's an aggressive form of fear. And so when something has caused you to be frightened, but your response is to do what? To want to eliminate it, okay? To want to remove it, et cetera. That is the aggression. Okay, because you don't understand it, you don't agree with it, or you just outright feel that it's going to harm you, all of that's due to the fact that, again, you didn't know universal principle, that we don't judge it. We look at it, okay, and then by universal principle, we get the opportunity to do what? Ask ourselves, well, how did I bring this into my life? Okay, what is it really reflecting about me? Okay, that the person literally is giving you a gift, okay? And when you then see that this person, regardless of what they said or whatever, they're giving you a gift to look at yourself. The universal principle then will take you into you, where you see at a greater level what was really going on. Okay, we have people that, you know, they lash out at everyone and everything else, or only certain people, et cetera, thinking that they deserve it, or they should have this or that and the other, not recognizing that the real issues that they're really lashing out at or want to attack were issues from childhood. Okay, these people didn't even know you. You know, you're 30, 40 years old, and you want to attack them because of a past perception that you had about yourself in childhood, and they're just reflecting to you that you haven't come to grips with handling that experience. And here you are over 40 years still wanting to lash out at other people. And this is why we love principle, because it will support you in going inward to really see where these energies are in you, that other people are loving you enough to reflect back to you so that you can literally go through a purification. Now, of course, most people don't ever recognize this until it's too late. And we have many, many people who are in prison that now have to sit there for 20, 30 years and reflect on the fact that, wow, you know, this is really something that
been going on for what, and, you know, this person really didn't have anything to do with it. How did I do this? And they come out quite peaceful, but look at what they had to go and sit for 20 years before they could get it. The issue was never outside of them. It was in them. And principle, universal principles, teaches this right up front. So it's wonderful to hear that you are at much more peace now. Everybody wants peace, but then they don't recognize that it's always within you. Peace has never gone anywhere. It's always within you. You are that. But you have to be willing to communicate with yourself via universal principles to relocate it again, to identify it. What do you think about that?
That's very true. And then when you mentioned that anger is aggressive fear, it's there to a degree, though I think that I have, I think that I pretty much eliminated most of my phobias, but I have to, once I'm alone in silence, that's something that I have to look at. But, yeah, I suppose you're right.
You're funny. Well, it's not about being right. I'm not here to, be right. Give you the language of the universe so that you can really see how much you're loved, how much you're appreciated, how powerful you are, and how everything around you loves and appreciates you. And most people never get that. That's why they think that they have to have so many things outside of them and this and that and all this other stuff, and they're still not satisfied, because satisfaction doesn't come from outside that has any durability. It comes from within you.
Yes.
Okay, and when we can communicate with ourselves via universal principles, you're going to discover that. And that's what's so great. So it doesn't matter all the things that you might have done in your ignorance. One thing I love about universal principle, it doesn't judge you. And it never sees you as being anything less than what you've always been. An incredible manifestation of the source of all things, God. And that's what I think is so great. So that non-judgment is an awesome tool to free yourself. Yeah, to free yourself of anything that would not allow you to see how great you are. And that's why this learning these principles are so important for us, because we bring a lot of discomfort, pain, and harm to ourselves. And it's self-inflicted, because we don't know how to think in terms of who we are and what we are. And that's what universal principles is constantly reminding you of, who you are, what you are, and how the rules are played throughout the cosmos. We talk about playing games. We talk about rules and laws. These are the absolute rules and laws that you want to know and apply under all circumstances. This is the game of life. This is the game that when you can communicate with yourself and everyone else via universal principles, play that game, you always win, and you win forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that awesome, yeah, that's when you get your immortality. That's when you don't have to die, you don't have to age. There's no other games out here that can give you those kind of rewards. None of them.
So, yeah.
Thank you for
Jewel.
Sharing, Ms. Ramona.
A quick question, Dr.
Jewel.
Thank you for sharing, Ms. Ramona. A quick question, please. No?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, I wanted to ask, I know this is a different topic, but reincarnation, do you think that the reason so many people do it over and over and over again is because of anger? That's what I keep telling myself, that this is my last experience. I'm not willing to do it over again. I have to. This is going to be my immortality. So do you find out that's the primary cause?
Well, let's give a little more information. and I will in my answer, and that is to say that we've always been immortal. Okay, death was never something that was part of our reality. We had to create that. And so, therefore, guess what happens when you don't think and behave and live via universal principles? It actually cuts the life force energy. It diminishes the life force energy flowing through your life, flowing through your body. And so, therefore, you have to think about it. Why, when I'm immortal, why, when I have everything, why am I thinking thoughts and doing things that is going to diminish my immortality and limit me from everything that I've always had? And so when you finally come to that realization and say, okay, all I want to deal with is the truth, the absolute truth, now universal principles will definitely take you there and keep you there, so there's no reason for you to ever have to die again. But see, this was the clincher from the beginning. You never ask how to be able to be and remain everything you could be. You didn't ask for the truth. People burn themselves up all the time because they don't ask for the truth of things. So the moment you start asking for the absolute truth and that you're going to follow whatever those directives are, whatever that information is, you're going to do it, now you don't have to ever die again. Because that's how you stay alive, by being willing to be the truth. And all you have to do is just ask that it be shown to you in a way that you can clearly understand. Because based on the development of your brain, truth to one person is different for another. But it will be absolutely the truth when you follow it. Because if there's more to it, then the addition will be added when you need it. Yeah, so it's a constant evolvement, okay?
Yeah.
But the thing is, we're only going to deal with the truth, just like our past caller. Now, I was concerned about that she keeps looking at what's not true for her. She keeps being involved in stuff that's not true for her. So I really want her to really look at, well, why do you keep doing this when you know it's not your truth?
Yes. Yes.
The truth will always take you to itself, truth.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I had to train myself just like we train a horse. You put those blinders on the horse. You want the horse to go straight? You only want the horse to see certain things? You put horse blinders on.
Yeah.
And they do not allow you to see left or right, up or down, just straight ahead. And when you ask for truth, you just have to only see truth as you understand it and take action on it. And that will get you to the absolute truth. You ask for it, but you can only take baby steps. So it's just like a little kid says, okay, I'm tired of being on my knees. I'm going to stand up now, and then we're going to walk across the room. But the child basically has to take a step at a time, but the focus is still the same. I'm getting across the room to my parents. Got it? So thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We love you all. Yes, Miss Felicia will be here with you, teaching you universal principles. So let's principle this week. Truth. Love you. Bye-bye.
Yes. And for more information, you can send us an email. Send, share with us how you are living and being universal principles at upsg@juis.education. upsg@juis.education. Join us on Sunday for the fiber. upsg@juis.education. We love you.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, UPSG, at juis.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.